From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is Clasp and Warren in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A young student came to the Safety Forge Academy one afternoon, proud of a new online space, a little clubhouse she'd made for a game where she and her friends could gather. She wanted to know how to keep it hers and safe and good, and she asked Clasp, the key-keeping magpie, and then Warren, the burrow-tending rabbit, and the two of them, who usually worked at different ends of safety, hopped over to look at the clubhouse together. And at first, each was sure her own protection was the whole answer. There was no fear in it. Neither Clasp nor Warren talked about lurking strangers or terrible things. They talked calmly and warmly about the pleasant, capable work of looking after a space that's yours.
Clasp went first, jingling her keyring. "The most important thing," she said, "is the lock. Right now, anyone who guesses your password could walk straight in. So make your key strong, a long passphrase, 3 or 4 random words, easy for you to remember and impossible for anyone to guess. Then add the second lock, 2-step, so even a copied key won't open the door." She snapped a satisfying clasp shut. "There, now strangers can't get in at all. That's the whole of safety." The student felt safer. The door was strong now. But she frowned. Her friends were inside the clubhouse, invited, welcome. And some things she'd posted, she suddenly realized, she didn't really want all of them to see, even the one she'd let in. The lock didn't help with that.
Warren had been sitting quietly at the gate, and now he spoke. "Clasp's lock is exactly right," he said, "and it keeps strangers out. But look, you've invited people in. Your friends are inside. And a lock says nothing about what your guests get to see once they're through the door. That's my half, the guest list." He drew his 3 rings. "Even among the people you let in, you get to choose. This drawing, sure, everyone in the club. But where you live, your school, your weekend plans, those stay in the inner ring for the few you trust most. The privacy settings are your guest list. A strong lock keeps strangers out. The guest list decides what your guests can see." The student's eyes widened because now she saw the gap each of them, alone, had left.
And then the two of them showed her the whole of it together and had her set both so she could feel that guarding a space takes a lock and a guest list, not one or the other. "Watch what happens with only one," Clasp said. "A strong lock but no guest list," she mimed it, "means strangers can't get in, but every friend you do invite sees everything, even the private things. There's your gap." "And a careful guest list but no lock," said Warren, "means you've sorted who sees what, but the door's wide open, so a stranger can wander in and ignore your whole list. There's that gap." So the student did both, with the two of them guiding her. She set Clasp's strong passphrase and turned on the second lock. "Strangers can't get in." And then she set Warren's privacy settings, sorting her posts into rings. "And my guests see only what I choose." She looked at her clubhouse, locked and sorted, and felt it click into place. 2 different protections, each covering the gap the other left. "The lock is the door," Clasp said. "The guest list is what happens inside it," said Warren. "Together, the space is truly yours."
Afterward, watching the student admire her well-kept clubhouse, Clasp admitted she'd always thought a strong enough lock was the whole of safety, that once strangers were out, the job was done. And Warren admitted he thought the same about his guest list, that sorting who saw what was enough, never minding whether the door was even locked. Neither was true. A locked door with no guest list, overshared with every guest. A careful guest list on an unlocked door let strangers stroll past it. It took the two of them, the lock and the list, to make a space genuinely, calmly safe. They began teaching the guarding your space lesson together after that. 1 clubhouse, 2 protections. And the students who learned it that way carried something past the academy. that looking after what's yours is not about being afraid of who's out there, but about calmly setting two sensible things, a good lock and a thoughtful guest list, and that being the capable keeper of your own space feels good. Clasp and Warren, who had worked at opposite ends of safety for years, found they had always been two halves of one calm, unfrightening idea. This space is yours, and you get to keep it that way.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Clasp and Warren. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.